is Curtis Hertel, Jr. He's the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Yesterday, we talked about the story how you went to court. You want Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to pay back funds that they owe. They're not paying taxes. Talk about this story.
Yeah, and it's not just Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's the major banks as well who use them to actually avoid transfer taxes, and the foreclosure firms in this state that are hired to draft these documents and also act as vice presidents for these banks. What we're seeing is a systematic approach to avoiding transfer taxes. These aren't taxes that are just paid by corporations. They're paid by individual citizens as well. So it's something that you and I couldn't get away with. But then they go ahead and try to do that. And it's unfortunate. We think that these major banks have played a major role in the destruction of our community through the foreclosure crisis. And now we're going to, on top of that, at the end of the process, try to avoid paying taxes on the foreclosed home. And we just don't think that's right. And we're going to do everything we can to go and get that money.
From what you know, how much money has the county and the state lost, and how long has this been going?
It's been going on for a long time. There's a good question of how far back we can actually go in a lawsuit. There are some people that have said 6 years. I believe it's longer than that, but that depends on the details of what's proved in court and whether you can prove it's a known fraud. I'm sure we'll be investigating that through depositions. I can't give you an estimate because I don't know how far back we're allowed to go. I believe, in a cursory look of my records, over the last 10 years, Ingham County has lost millions of dollars, and the state's lost tens of millions of dollars. So depending on how far back, I think that there is certainly a very large settlement possible. And that money on the county side goes to the general fund. So we're talking about public safety and health care and all the issues that people think are important. More importantly, in a lot of ways, for the state, that money goes to the school aid fund. So we're talking about dollars for our children's education. And as somebody who has three kids in public schools and one newborn, any dollars for public education are vitally important.
Well, here's the little old Ingham County going up against the big boys, Freddie, Fannie, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. What made you decide to tackle this?
We've been investigating fraud with foreclosures for the last 4 months in this county. We filed criminal charges against some of the servicing companies that use DocX to actually to fake a lot of these documents. We worked with the MERS issue and tried to educate citizens and get them legal representation. So we're really looking at a multifaceted approach. When this opportunity came to me, Steve Dibert from MFI Miami, who's a international mortgage fraud investigator that does a lot of this work, and he came to me because we've been working together on some issues and said, I've looked in your records, and I think I see a problem with Michigan law. And we followed the pattern they talked about, looked at it, and we agreed. And therefore, we retained Home Legal Defense Fund, and we filed the lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit right now is only filed as an individual. So, and the reason for that is I wanted to secure Ingham County's line in the sand when it comes to settlement dollars. Because the earlier filed, the more likely you are to get money.
Well, you're gonna have some company, because in today's Detroit Free Press, it's reported that Fannie and Freddie are accused of tax dodging. That's what the headline reads by Oakland County. That leads me to ask you, did you receive any support, any help from the state of Michigan and from other counties in the state?
No. When I was approached by this, the way we looked at it was, let's bring all the registers of deeds together. You know, we're the ones that are actually responsible for collecting this fee and educate them on this issue. So we did have a meeting with the executive board from MARD. They all have copies of my lawsuit, and each individual member of MARD, I'm sorry, MARD is the Michigan Association of Register of Deeds, is investigating whether they want to be part of this, and they'd file in their own county. At some point, if we all filed under similar theories, it's possible that those could be combined to a class action, but at this point, I just don't know if that'll happen. Oakland and Ingham have slightly different legal theories. Oakland filed in federal court, and Oakland didn't include the major banks or the foreclosure companies. So not that I'm trying to criticize Oakland, because I think what they're doing is fantastic. I'm just saying that I don't think that the two of us can be combined in the class necessarily.
All right. Money is tight. How are you going to pay for this?
Well, the good news is that it's on contingency. So the contract we signed, and I can't talk about all the details, obviously, because there's attorney-client privilege, but there's no upfront legal fees for the county. So the only way the lawyers get paid is if we win.
All right, then. Finally, I asked you this yesterday, but I wanted to kind of clarify the question. Normally, when someone owes you money, you go to them and you say, look, you owe me this. Here's the paperwork documenting that. If you don't pay me, I'm going to take you to court. Were you able to do that? Did you consider that?
I think that if Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were and these banks were approached, they'd have to be approached by 83 counties in Michigan and probably thousands of counties across the country. So I don't have a direct line to somebody at Freddie Mac to negotiate the cost that they owe me. I don't have the ability to reject documents based on the fact that I think I'm owed money based on Michigan law. I mean, I just don't think – I understand that, you know, if it's you and I and we're living down the street, that's the way of the world. But you know, it doesn't work that way when you're dealing with these major corporations that really, I mean, a citizen can't get anybody on the phone. I had the same problem. It's hard to negotiate as being small Ingham County with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and considering there are so many different counties that could do it. I think really what you have to do in this case is get their attention. And that's what we've done by filing a lawsuit.
Curtis Hertel, Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, Tommy.